Hello, this is Lenny.
Sorry? Hello?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
How can I help you, sir?
Yes.
Sir, are you diabetic patient?
Oh, good, yes.
Okay, so as you're a diabetic patient, you might be pricking your fingers to check your sugar level, right?
Oh, yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was
okay.
That you?
No. Do you remember the name of that person?
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
This is Lauren.
Well,
Lauren
it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, she is very smart.
Do you remember?
I'll give her that, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was the first in the family to go to university.
Okay.
And she...
Do you remember that...
You know, we're all quite... proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So, what more can you tell me about it?
Okay. So, do you remember that name is Jasmine?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Okay. Okay, so please confirm me. Are you pricking your fingers, like sticking your fingers to check your sugar level? Sir, are you pricking your fingers, like sticking your fingers to check your sugar level?
Could you say that again, please?
Mm-hmm. Are you pricking your fingers with needles to check your sugar level?
Yes.
Okay, so you know it's quite painful for you to take out the blood and check your sugar level. Actually, you are qualifying for a CGM monitor, which is prickless and painless monitor. And best part is that it will be covered by your health insurance, like you don't need to pay for that. Okay?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
I'm calling from Diabetic Health Center, and we are providing a CGM monitor, which is freestyle libre, to check the sugar level. And we are providing diabetic shoes. And best part is that this product will be covered by patient's health insurance, like patient don't need to pay for that. Okay?
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone.
Okay.
I got quite a bit of trouble from the people here because
I
went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't
okay.
be telling you that. But, yes, I think my
can
eldest,
you?
Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week now.
Okay, so please confirm me your name.
You know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or
so,
phone call.
Sir,
or,
please
confirm. Or whatever it is.
So please confirm me your name.
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite
what's your name?
Friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Sir, your name?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I want to confirm your name.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. Yes. What were you saying again?
Sir, I want to confirm your name. What's your good name?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to How is this going to work?
Okay, have a good day. Bye bye.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes. She says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for 1 second here? Hang on. Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying?